open this meeting of the Beverley Shire Council, our first meeting for the next term of council, next two-year term. Thank you to everyone who nominated for council, and welcome back to the returning councillors, and welcome and congratulations to Councillor Shaw.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome to our visitors. We have an apology today from Councillor Brown. And do we have any applications for leave of absence? The next meeting, no. Any declarations of interest? No. And we do not have anything to respond to from the previous meeting during public question time. So now we open up public question time and invite any questions from the floor. So we have Mr. Tim Moore and Alison, I believe.
Okay.
Do we have a question?
Yep.
Okay. You can, yes. If you could let council know your name, please.
My name is Alison Sears.
Thank you.
I'm not apologising, I'm just saying it how it is. I'm not asking for sympathy.
No, this is a question, thank you.
I have complex trauma and I get emotional, so I'm just saying that up front.
Okay. Okay. Oh, thank you.
So, prior to the July meeting, my name, address, photograph of my land, my car, my dog, and my registration plate were displayed in public on the World Wide Web. I'd like to know who authorised that.
Okay, just one moment. I'm sorry, apologise everyone. I need to also let everyone know that this meeting is recorded, digitally recorded, verbally recorded. So in regard to that particular item, I'll ask the CEO to respond. My understanding is that council was following, the administration were following due process for that to occur, which is what is generally the case with dealing with an application for an item. But if there's any further comment from the CEO or the manager of planning, I would welcome that comment.
Yes, look, we had the agenda placed on the web. The item which Alison spoke about was on the agenda. Her photo of her vehicle with the dog inside, yes, was on there. The number plate was covered when that went on there.
Yes.
But with all the information supplied by Alison, and Alison then sent an email a few days, probably Sunday, I think it was, and that was removed from. From your agenda on, I think it was Monday.
Okay. So that the process of what occurred, Alison, is what council does for any applications through the council.
And putting my number plate on the web.
The number plate was
It wasn't. I've got screenshots of it.
Okay.
But anyway, we don't know who authorised it. That's not been answered.
Council was following due process. So if you look at any planning applications within council minutes, you'll see that other people's applications are included with their various items of information and locations of residence, etc., for the planning, what the planning application is that they've been submitting. So I'm going to ask you to sit down now because of 5 minutes for the public question.
There were 3 questions.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask Mr. Tim Law first and then you can come back and have another question. Tim?
Congratulations to the re-elected councillors, Shire President and Deputy President, and special congratulations to Councillor Shaw following his stellar result. I think we all should be pleased with his turnout for the Shire, well above the state average, reflects an interest by the community in their community, and I think we need to foster it, which I'm sure we agree. I want to contribute to engagement by conducting one or two meet the candidate sessions prior to the election in 2 years' time. I have prior experience with such events and would do so as an independent individual in the community who has an interest in fostering our democratic processes. I appreciate the Shire cannot be involved in the elections themselves, but I would hope that when the time comes, my offer to meet the to host the Meet the Candidate sessions would be supported by the Shire in some way. Promotions, and I guess this would be the question, supported by the Shire in some way, promotions, room hire, etc. I look forward to my future visits to this chamber, and in a climate when things aren't so easily, I sincerely congratulate all of those involved for a peaceful and well-managed community.
Thank you. Thanks for your feedback, Tim. We did have a candidate session held prior to the election. I'm not sure whether you're aware. The CEO ran a session. So generally we do try and have something to provide information for candidates. But thank you for your feedback and for your congratulations to the council.
Sorry, I wasn't aware of that.
Also, very much appreciate your support of the council and the work that you're doing with the Rivercare group. Thank you. Alison, do you have another question?
I do. On towards the end of June this year, I asked about the, I was advised that you could apply to stay on your land for more than 5 days out of 28. And I got a no from Tim German saying that the council doesn't support that. Mm-hmm. So what was that based on?
It was pointed out that that was officers an officer's opinion, not
how do you
it, it was an officer's opinion, so it wasn't a council decision. So that yes, because that's an operational it's an officer working for the Shire that had an opinion and it was unlikely to be approved. So it's not a decision of council, but that was pointed out in an email to you at some stage that that is not a decision of council. It's just an opinion.
Okay, thanks, Alison. And did you have another question?
I do. Yep. I went for a drive around today, and I saw three caravans that were parked up, living, appearing to live there, parked next to a Shire of Beverley vehicles. Are they council approved?
I'm not sure. The council's currently going through the process to have some guidelines behind people putting an application in regard to being able to camp on or have a caravan on their own block of land. That's something I believe council is looking at today as well later in the meeting. So the particular areas that you're talking about, I'm not sure. I'll have to take that on notice. So if you are able to provide some address or the area particularly you're looking at,
sure, council. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for your participation, Alison. Thanks, council. So if there's no further questions,
no,
we shall move on. We don't have any condolences. That is the next item, I believe. Yes. And can I have, we're going to have confirmation of the minutes from the meeting held on the 5th of September. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please, for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Martin, Councillor Lawler, Mitchell Block, been a long day. Is everyone in labour? That's 6-0. Thank you. So moving on to item 7.2, the minutes of the special county council meeting, which was held on the 23rd of October. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Sattler, Councillor Lawler. Is everyone in favour? Thank you, 6-0. So now we will go to the next item, which is technical services, I believe. Minutes are the audit meeting. Thank you, Councillor Sattler. So the audit meeting was held this morning and we have got those minutes that have been distributed by the executive assistant. So it's item 7.3. And the officer's recommendation. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Maxwell, seconded. Councillor Sattler, are there any questions? Is everyone in favour? Thank you, 6-0. All right, now we go to the technical services, do we not? So we've got some decoys. Oh, okay. I bet you showed me after the meeting. with the next item is 8.1 air quotes for road construction services. And I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Martin, Councillor Shaw. Do you have any comment?
Pretty much was written down there. We put out for five companies to come back in and give us quotes, and only we received one. The ones that we received, we've used in the last 2 years, and we're more than happy with their work. Working really well. And all I can maybe say is why the others didn't put back in, because it is fairly late in the season, and their programs fill up. Some of the big companies didn't even put in their orders as well.
Okay, so. Thank you. And you have explained that before too, so yeah. That's why they don't come back in.
Yeah.
I have a question about the Mawson one though. The third start date says prior to the harvest season.
Yeah.
Is that they are going to try and start before harvest?
I have spoken about them, and they said that might be going to be a bit tight, so we're going to have to go back and see them and see, yeah. Because they need to start next week if that was going to happen. It's probably going to take about 2 weeks to do that. That section out there,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they will need to start fairly quickly if they're going to. They'll have to go back to their contractors, like the stabilising machine and all that, to see what sort of bookings they've got in,
okay.
And when they can get them.
Right, just a query because it will be a little bit tricky, perhaps.
Yeah, with the Mawson one too, though, just to keep in mind too, it is right out the end of Mawson Road.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There is a little bit going up past the hill for the first 2 Ks, there's a couple of failures there, but the bulk of the work is. As right out towards the Curling Road.
Any other questions, Council? Everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? 6 mil. Thank you. So now we're moving to planning services, item 9.1, development application for the single house development. Oh, the Hunt Road Village.
Excuse me, give me one thing.
Oh,
could I be excused now? I've got a
appointment
I've got to go to.
Yes, thank you.
Great. All right.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Dave. I have a mover and a seconder, please, for the officer's recommendation. Councillor Lawler, seconded. Councillor Maxwell. So this is in regard to the 4 units on the Hunt Road land that the Shire is developing. Is there any further information required by Council before we move on that motion? Is everyone in favour? Yes, 6 mil. Very exciting project for the community. Now we're moving on to 9.5, the Structured Development Fund.
9.2.
Yep. Skipped ahead. Sorry, Stephen, you looked a little bit concerned then.
I was worrying about the page 40.
Page what? 40.
Strangely enough, on it, because it's a rural zoned land. If it had been residential zoned land and it complied with the residential design codes, planning application wouldn't have been required.
No, because essentially it's like a granny type flat.
That is
it?
That is the colloquial name for it, it's a granny flat.
Yep.
It's less than 70 square metres, so nothing untowards the constants.
Okay. It's a great project. I expect that we'll see more of this sort of thing through the district too, perhaps, because people want to stay on there. Are there any other questions from Council? Everyone in favour? 6 mil, thank you. So now we've got a 9.3, which is proceeding with the local planning policy for the tree farms in our buildings. And for the second for the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Sattler, seconded. Councillor Lua. Are there any questions in regard to this, Council? Very thorough. Thank you, Stephen, for the time that you've given to me. So the review that we're doing now, we have the rest of the policies at the end of the year opportunities. We have reviewed the other policies annually, don't we, at the end of the year? So this is specifically one that we're endorsing now.
Yeah, Madam President, so the regime, the legal regime for reviewing policies, general governance policies, as opposed to town planning policies, are different. There's specific legal requirements when dealing with specifically planning applications and how you advertise, and which stand separate but complementary to the legal process.
Okay, fine. So everyone was in favour of that? Now, proceeding with the new local planning policy for wind farms. Remember, second for the officer's recommendation, please. Yep. Councillor Sattler, seconded. Councillor Shaw. Any comment from Stephen or Council?
President, yeah, thank you to Tim for providing the advice that he has given us direction on the wind farms policy. It is a new policy. We don't have any transmission lines coming in to the shore or going out, so it remains to be seen whether we get even a single wind farm application ever. Even so, we are prepared now, should that occur.
Thank you, Stephen, for the work you put into it, and thank you to the shore of Narragin for their sharing. Any questions from Council? Everyone in favour? Thank you, 6-0. Now we move to 9.5, the development assessment panel local government nominations. So, council needs to nominate the representatives. Previously, we've had the delegates outright, being former Shire President and Councillor John Davis, who has also retired. And the alternate members were Councillor Maxwell and Councillor Lawler. So is anyone interested in, I'm happy to take self-nominations for that, or if Councillor Maxwell and Councillor Lawler wish to continue in those roles, in the primary role?
We're in alternate roles.
You were alternate, but are you prepared to take the member role?
Well, if no one else wants to do it, I'm happy to. Yeah. I haven't done anything with it.
But you could have gone and done some training though, perhaps. Oh, okay. Is anyone else interested in participating?
I'll take an alternative.
Okay, thank you. And we need one more alternate member. Or do we absolutely have
no? No.
Okay, so is everyone in agreement with that? Mm-hmm. I have a mover and a seconder that the members be Councillor Maxwell and Councillor Lawler. And we have one alternate member being Councillor Martin. Mover, please. Yep. Councillor Sattler, seconded. Councillor Shaw. And everyone's in favour of that?
Thank you.
Thank you. As I've indicated, Council previously, I thought that it was quite patronising the letter in that regard, giving direction to Council for perhaps delegates on the role. Say that the WA government's committed to increasing the diversity and backgrounds of government board and committee members along with the total number of women appointed. I find that very patronising. I think people should be nominated and elected into these tasks for their capacity to be able to undertake the role, not because they're a female. So we've all moved on that, and we said the health and building services and environmental, we have no reporting on that. So we move into the finance. So 11.1 is the monthly financial report, and I I have a mover and a second of the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Martin. Councillor Maxwell. Over to you, Simon.
Thank you, Madam President. Again, so the first quarter, the new financial year is over, so it's going quite quickly. Finished our audit, so that's all been complete, and later on in the meeting we'll look at adopting our annual report for 24-25, so that's been a bit of progress, I suppose, in the finance department. In regards to operations, everything's pretty much in line with our budget. There is a late item today for council to consider, and that is in relation to the replacement of the reticulation controller at the Oval, which is unbudgeted expenditure. So we'll address that later in the meeting. But apart from that, everything is ticking along pretty well. Cash flow is good, so no areas of concern there. Happy to take any questions.
Any questions to the Deputy CEO? So the officer's recommendation is that the monthly financial report for the month of September be accepted for material variance notion. So everyone in agreement? Thank you. The next item, Chapter 2, Council Paper Authority.
From the auditors related to our annual report and independent audit report, and part of that was the management letter, but the auditors actually sent us the wrong management letter, so they sent us a revised one this morning with an additional point waiting on management comment, given a meeting that we had this morning, haven't had time to address that, so I would propose that council lay this item on the table to accept or to receive the management letter at the November meeting.
Okay, do I have a mover and a seconder? We haven't got a mover and a second yet, but a mover and a second to lay this item on the table. So Councillor Sattler, Councillor Lawler. Is everyone in agreement to lay this item on the table and we'll be dealing with it in the November meeting?
Yep.
Thank you. 6 minutes. Did talk about it this morning at the audit meeting as well. The audit committee was comfortable with this happening. So 11.4, the draft 24-25 independent auditors report. Mover and a seconder based on the Audit and Risk Committee's recommendation that the draft report be received. Do I have a mover and a seconder? Councillor Sattler, seconded. Councillor Maxwell. Are there any questions? Is everyone in favour? 6-0.
This comment.
Sure.
Make a comment just so the audit went very well. Again, so AMD are our contracted auditors through the Office of Auditor General. So, with Councillor Shaw's benefit, the Office of Auditor General are responsible for auditing all local governments. And they subcontracted out to audit firms to undertake our audit. So, we do that annually. They come in and check our annual reports and check our processes and all that kind of thing. So everything went well, as it has done in previous years. We've had AMD, I think, for 11 years. Jenkins as auditors. Their contracts now come to an end, and we'll possibly be appointed a new auditor come next year. So the OIG is undertaking that process now to determine who our auditors will be going forward. Happy report, that was a clear audit report, so it's unqualified, which is what we want. And yeah, there are a few minor issues raised as per that management letter, but we'll address that in November. We'll go through that in a bit more detail then. But all in all, audit's gone well. The IAG is happy with the Shire of Beverley, which is good.
Once again, a very favourable feedback for the process by both auditors, AMD plus the Auditor General from the Shire of Beverley. So well done, Simon and team. So we're moving to 11.5, which is the 24-25 Councillors Declaration. This declaration is not a requirement of local government, it's our council chooses to go down this path to give the community confidence that we have faith in the finances of the organisation and that we're able to cover liabilities, etc., if we should need to do so. So can I have a move and a second that the Audit and Improvement Committee recommendation is that the Shire President, the President and Deputy President sign the Council's declaration and that that declaration be included in the annual report. So a move and a second, please. Councillor Law, a second. Councillor Shaw, are there any further questions? This is something that was introduced by previous Shire President. It's great for our community confidence in what, how the Council's managing their affairs. So that's been passed with 6-0. Thank you. Now 11.6 is the draft 24-25 annual report. Once again, upon recommendation of the Audit and Risk Committee, have a mover and a seconder that that report be accepted, the annual report. Councillor Martin, seconded Councillor Sarah. Is there any question from council or any further comment from management? Is everyone in favour? 6-0. Thank you. We'll move to the administration items. And 4.1 is selecting the date of the annual electors meeting. Can I have a mover and a second for the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Sadler, seconded. Councillor Martin, the recommendation that we advertise and hold the annual electors meeting on Tuesday the 2nd of December, commencing at 5:45 p.m, and that the availability of the 24-25 annual report be advertised in the November issues of the Beverley Bulletin on the Shire website, on the Shire Facebook. I also suggest that we include, if management's agreeable, that a minor adjustment, 5:30 for a 4:45 p.m. start, just to make sure we get people there on time. Is there any question from council? Any comment? Anyone? Is everyone in favour? Thank you. 6-0. Section may take fractionally longer, be a bit more interesting to watch, Tim, perhaps. It's the election of councillors to the various committees, roles where we need a representative. So 12.2 is appointment of councillors to various committees. And generally what we do, some of them are statutory, I believe. And once we have people, the officer's recommendation is that council self-nominate the following committees and elect a chairperson for the three committees of the council. Are you comfortable if we just put that out there, Mr. CEO?
Or nominate others or self-nominate?
Well, I'm happy with myself nomination. The Corporate Strategy Committee is all councillors. And if councillors agree, we'll call it up to chair that committee as well. But anyone else is interested, let's go.
Oh, that's good.
So the Works Committee, we require 3 to 4 councillors in the Works Committee.
We've got one out of that.
Yes.
Replace councillor Davis with councillor Shaw and leave it as is.
So I've just got a page from previously, so I don't have to flip back and forward. So the Works Committee previously was councillor Brown, Davis, Lawler and Sattler, so we're proposing to add councillor Shaw and then leave the committee as it is, so we have 4 delegates. Is everyone agreeable to that?
Yeah.
If the meeting's agreeable, we will do that. Cropping Committee is generally 3 to 5 councillors. Previously that was Lawler, Martin, Maxwell and White. So I'm suggesting that councillor Shaw, coming from a farming background, be involved in one.
Councillor Sattler as well.
Councillor Sattler? Interesting. Yep. And do we have one other person that might be interested in going on that?
Lawler, Martin, Maxwell.
You interested, Sue? Yeah, I'm on that one, so councillor Martin. And then there was Lawler and Maxwell.
Maxwell, okay. Councillor Lawler.
If you want to be on that, that's fine. If not...
I'm not fuss.
Not fuss.
Are you on that? Are you Sattler? Sure.
So yeah. Councillor Lawler, you're prepared to stay?
Yeah, I'm good.
And councillor Maxwell, doesn't worry if you don't? No, okay, fine. So we've got that. Yes, thank you.
So that Works Committee, the chairperson.
Okay, so the Works Committee, we're also electing a chairperson today for the Works Committee. Does anyone want to nominate anyone or anyone?
I think Councillor Sattler needs the papers.
Councillor Sattler, and he's good at chairing the Works Committee. You were doing it last year, last time.
Thanks, Councillor Law.
Okay, so then Councillor Sattler, thank you. And the Cropping Committee.
Councillor Law.
We elect a chairperson for that as well. I'm not sure who the chairperson was last year, but you didn't need a meeting last year.
No, we didn't need one at the
start, but not last year. No, you haven't at all, because it was a 3-year lease. Yep. So, Councillor Lawler, your name's been thrown up there. Are you interested?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. So, moving on to the legislative committees. Walga, the Central Country Zone meetings, has generally been the president and the deputy president, and then we may have a backup councillor if we can't actually make it as well. So that's Councillor Ridgewayne Sattler. Is there anyone interested in being the proxy? Previously, this has been Councillor Lawler.
There we go.
Okay, so the new proxy will be Councillor Maxwell. The Fire Control Officers meeting, President, so Ridgway, and one other councillor.
Councillor Shaw would be a good candidate.
Councillor Shaw will be at the meeting anyway as a Fire Control Officer.
For another year.
For another year.
How often do they meet? Not very.
Twice a year.
Twice.
Yep. So previously that was White, Ridgway, Brown.
Leave Brownie on there and I'll chuck my hand in there as well, I suppose.
Okay, alright, so we've got Ridgway, Sattler and Brown, providing he's agreeable to remain on it, I guess. So the LEMC committee, the Local Emergency Management Committee, President of the Council, so Ridgway. Would like to join me on that.
This committee meets 4 times a year.
It's very exciting. It's actually a very important committee too. So can we have one other councillor?
I can do it.
Councillor Maxwell?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. The Walga Roadwise committee, so it looks like it's under that particular section, so we do need to have a couple of delegates. So previously it was Ridgway and White, so I'll do it again, and if someone else would like to come on board with that as well.
Yeah.
Well, Councillor Martin.
Councillor
Martin. Awesome, thank you. So, what were we doing about... do we still require those next two committees? We've not had a meeting. Long-term financial plan is the audit committee anyway.
Will be due.
Is that appropriate to have the long-term financial plan working group as the audit committee when we're working towards having an independent chair?
I'd suggest that all councillors be on that.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. So we'll have all councillors on that one. Yep. And now we move into the early child years network. So these are community representation where the council's been requested by the group. So Councillor Martin, are you prepared to continue on that group?
Yes.
And then we have the Avondale Museum.
Yep, I'm there too.
So Councillor Sattler.
And I'm pretty sure Councillor Brown.
Councillor Brown. And also there was Councillor Maxwell and Councillor Ridgway on it. So I suggest that we leave Brown, Maxwell, Ridgway and Sattler. Councillor Maxwell's, are you interested in staying on?
Oh, Ken, I just thought maybe someone else wanted to do it. Because I've got
more.
Yeah,
I'll show off different
end up. Yeah, I'll drop off.
The Tourism Advisory Group is more just like a reference group, really, sounding more of Jacinta. So I'm comfortable for that to remain as it currently is, Maxwell and Ridgway. Mm-hmm. Councillor Maxwell's been doing a great job as support for Jacinta in her tourism officer role. The Hotham Dales subgroup, is that where we are? Yes. So previously that was Councillor White with a proxy. Councillor Davis, so both of those councillors are not on council anymore. So, do we have any suggestions for that? What's the most effective way of covering that representation on that group, would you suggest, Steve? CEO?
I think anyone can go on this because okay. really what it is, it's pretty much discussing what our road programs are. So, and yeah, David was on because he was chairing the group, but that can change. It could be another council chairing it, but I think any council.
Okay, so is anyone interested in being the representative on that group it's in regard to the road funding? Is that correct?
Yeah. Once again, his group made 3 to 4 times that max. But we do need.
Are you interested, Councillor Shaw?
Yeah,
or is
possibly.
Is that one too many compared to the...
Well, yeah, no, it's not about my... I'm very new to it all, so...
No, you'll be fine.
As long as there's someone to go with me and make sure I do.
Well, no, I'll be going.
CEO goes. Yeah.
All right, well, yeah, I'll have a crack.
Okay, and I think we also need to nominate some of the proxy, should you not be able to go. Else who would like to be the proxy for them.
I can do that.
Okay, Councillor Sattler. The local health advisory group, previously Councillor Brown and Councillor Maxwell. I'm guessing that will continue. Is that correct, John? Before we help today, I don't think they'll let you go.
Huh?
With all the help you did today, setting up for the...
I'm the secretary. I'm happy if I wasn't there.
So, pending Councillor Brown's agreement, we'll let both those councillors. Is there anyone else interested in being involved? And do we have anything, any other committees? Have we covered that?
Well,
pretty good. So can I have a mover and a second that all of those nominations be accepted? So Councillor Sattler, second to Councillor Maxwell. And is everyone in agreement? Yes, 6-0. Ooh, did we get to get through that one? Council meeting schedule. lot. So we're doing a whole lot at once or individually?
A lot at once.
Okay. So the officer's recommendation is that we've set the ordinary council meeting schedule as per that the table that's on the screen. Is everyone comfortable with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the start time for the council briefing. So those times, we were to provide feedback, and I've given suggested to all of the councillors previously, if you're agreeable to that, we'll have the start time from lunch, committee meeting starting from 11:30. Is council agreeable to continue with that? The one that I was meeting schedule I proposed today. And there was three, what's this one there? Set the following committee meeting dates as per that table below. And I'd also like to just suggest to council, perhaps if you can pencil in the second Wednesday of the month as a possibility, should any other council stuff crop up. So we have the fourth Wednesday of the month as a council meeting, and maybe the second if anything else comes up, and that's what the most of these dates here are aligned to. So can I have a mover and a seconder that we support that motion with those couple of additions, Councillor Sadler?
It's also covering off on the audit committee meetings as well, and
yep.
The corporate strategy meeting.
Correct.
I won't be here for the corporate strategy meeting.
Okay. That's fine. When we have these meetings, if people aren't here, they just put their apologies in at the time. Yeah. So can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation? I'm putting Councillor Sadler, are you happy with that? Yeah, seconder. Councillor Shaw. And everyone's in favour. So we're all set for next year. It will be advertised and get those dates in our diary. So now we come to item 12.4, which is a proposed policy for camping on private land. So the officer's recommendation is that we resolve to adopt the policy, camping on private land, pursuant to section 7(2)(b) of the Local Government Act. Mover and a seconder for that, please. Councillor Sadler, Councillor Martin. Are there any questions? Or Stephen, do you have anything further to offer?
Madam President, yeah, this is a policy that's really required under this, the present circumstances and the pressure that we receive from various sources for people that want to camp legally on their own land or land that they have permission to camp on. So a very time is policy I would suggest.
Very much needed to provide some guidance for anyone that's wishing to do that. I have a question in regard to page 225. So the definition of camp includes camping vehicle. And for the purpose of this policy, camping includes in any tent, swag, rooftop tent or similar. So am I correct in thinking that that's something that council would be supporting as well, for people to be sleeping in those types of scenarios? Because they're applying to camp on their land for up to 2 years, and I can't see that someone camping in places like that can go through winter.
Yeah. I brought it in the prison for two reasons. Firstly, to remove any sort of ambiguity that we might be presented with. If someone say, they don't have a caravan or they don't have a camper van, but they have a tent. And then it's an unspoken issue as to what is camping about. On the one hand, on the other hand, I had the Charter of Esperance's camping on private land policy as a reference document, which states pretty much the same. What is not stated in that definition, and the crucial part of the policy is that the proponent needs to prove to the Shire from a health and safety perspective that they have access to services on that specific lot, not elsewhere, so that they can deal with sewage, grey water, and water provision, potable water provision. So if they cannot prove that, then my recommendation to council would be to refuse.
Okay.
So whatever type of structure that they choose to stay in. The moment it is anything other than a tent or a swag or a rooftop tent or anything without wheels, then the legislation that it is considered from is town planning and building permit, which stands entirely separate from the camping ground regulations. So the moment there's no wheels, as silly as it sounds, then it becomes a building permit and a planning application. So it's a bit of a grey area, and the attempt was made to remove, to make it a little bit more binary, to say that, yeah, this is camping or this is not.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other questions? Councillor Maxwell?
Yeah, I have a question. So I had occasion to go down past where the tractor pull is, and there's quite a few new lots there, people building, and they're obviously camping on there at least weekends while they're building. Is that being allowed, or would we just turn a blind eye to that? Or?
It is a compliance matter, Councillor, because the Act allows you to camp for 5 nights in a row on your own land without any permission from anyone. So it's very, if we were to take that further and take someone to court, for instance, the first question will be, but have you had someone there for 6 days constantly monitoring coming and going of this person, supposedly for longer than 5 days? It is a compliance nightmare.
Well, so just the question was where that stood was more than you got.
Yeah. So the camping grounds. Legislation. Caravan parks and camping grounds regulations were changed in September last year. Initially, it was only 3 days that you can camp. Now it's 5, and then with local government approval, it was 3 months. Now 2 years. To address the housing shortage, but I don't think, with greatest amount of respect to the powers that be, they probably didn't thought through the implications on amenity and health and safety by changing the regulations the way they did and making it our issue, local government's issue.
Any other questions, Council? Is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? So we go to item 12.5, Shire Administration opening days over the Christmas and New Year break. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Sattler, Councillor Shaw. This has been quite standard for council, for the staff admin centre to be closed over that period. I've been involved on council and it doesn't seem to have caused any issues, and apparently you've had no complaints about it either, so firstly I can't see any issue with it. Is there any other comment from anyone else? Everyone in favour? 6-0. Gives everyone a very good break, gives them the opportunity to come back nice and fresh. So 12.6, annual council and staff Christmas function and gift. So can I have a mover and a second for the officer's recommendation? Councillor Lawler, Councillor Martin. Do management want to talk about this at all?
I think it's pretty straightforward as what we've done in previous years. Look, we've got a couple of venues which we could possibly use. It's been the Golf Club, Bowling Club, and otherwise we can go to the amenities, whatever. But if we pick a date with this resolution, we'll go and have a look.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Is there any other questions from council? Is everyone in favour? 6-0. So that is supported. Now, we do have, there's no elected amendment motions. We are up to that point, aren't we? And then there's no confidential items, but we do have business arising by order of the meeting. It's a new item that's been introduced by the manager of works in regard to reticulation extra expenditure at the Oval. So I need to have a mover and a second of Councillor Sattler and Councillor Shaw that we accept that item. And everyone's in favour? 6-0? Okay. So I'll have to look on the screen because I don't think we'll do it probably afterwards at the end. Yeah, there we go. So the late item, 15.1, is the unbudgeted expenditure recreation ground reticulation controller. So this is an item that council needs to endorse the expenditure of because it has not been included in our budget. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the opposite recommendation? Councillor Sattler, Councillor Maxwell. Are there any questions to management on this? The manager of works did explain this to us previously. So if there's not, can I? Is everyone in favour of that expenditure? Yep, 6-0. Thank you. So I do believe that brings us to the close of the meeting. Is that correct? Yes, okay. Well, thank you everyone for your attendance. Thank you for participation, Tim, observing our meeting. And I shall close the meeting. Thank you.